B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Davov. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol v'chulu. The Gemara is taking us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol mebeisoy, they would separate the Kohen Gadol from his home, Lelishkas Parhedrin, and he would stay in this chamber called Lishkas Parhedrin, in the Kodesh, in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azara, and he would stay there until Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Loma Mafrishin, why would they separate the Kohen 7 days before? Asks the Gemara, Loma Mafrishin, what sort of question is that? Why do we separate the Kohen? Kedomrinon, it's learnt out from Psukim. Either Rabbi Yochanan Kedisle, either according to Rabbi Yochanan that we've learnt, he learns it from the Miluim. Either Rish Lakish Kedisle, or Rish Lakish learns it out from Sinai. What's your question? Why? That's what it says in the Torah. Says the Gemara, no. Hachikoma, you misunderstood the question. Mi beisoy lama pirush. We understand that there's a halacha that a person has to be separated, and we learn out from Miluim or from Sinai, and he has to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Fine, why can't he bring his wife with him? Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, the reason he can't bring his wife with him is Shemo Timtza Ishtoi Sofik Nida. Because maybe, and we touched on this a little bit on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that maybe his wife will be a Sofik Nida, and he'll have marital relations with her in a state of Sofik Nida, and then for 7 days after that he'll be Tomei, and he'll not be able to come into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And therefore, we separate him altogether from his wife. His wife stays at home, and he comes to this chamber. Asks the Gemara, Otu Barashia Skinon? Are we talking here about Rishoyim, wicked and bad people who will have relations with their wives even when there's a Sofik that they're a Nida? Elo Shemo Yove Al Ishtoi V'Timtza Sofik Nida. Not that she will be a Sofik Nida and nonetheless he'll disregard that and have relations with her. No. We're talking about somebody who had relations with his wife and then afterwards they saw some dam. And they were not sure if she already had this dam, if the dam was released from her before or whilst they had relations. And then he became Tommy, and they don't know. Maybe the blood that they found afterwards was only released afterwards, in which case he's Tahir. And that's going to be the Sofik. And due to the Sofik, he will not be able to do the Aveda. And therefore we separate him from his wife as well. Amru Rabbanon Kameidur of Chizda. The Chachamim said to Rav Chizda that this that we just explained, based on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's concern, that the reason we do not let the wife of the Kohen Gadol come to the Tzlishka together with the Kohen Gadol is because of Sofik Nida, that must be Kaman Ka Rabbi Akiva. It must be following Rabbi Akiva's opinion. De Omar, Nida Matame is Boelo. It's Rabbi Akiva who holds that a person who has relations with a Nida, then the husband also becomes Tommy for 7 days. De'i Rabbonon, because according to the Chachomim who argue with Rabbi Akiva, Ha'omri, they say, Ein Nida Matamo is Boelo. That a Nida does not cause that her husband, who has relations with her, is Tommy for 7 days. Omalur of Chizda. Rav Chizda said back to the Chachomim, no. Afilotemer Rabbonon. It could even be, according to the Rabbonon, who seem to argue the Rabbi Akiva and say that where Rabbi Akiva says, Nida Matama is Boyalo, they say, Nida is not Matama is Boyalo, they will agree that there's a concern here that it's possible to be Boyalo and Tomei 7 days, even according to the Chachomim. How can that be? Because they say that there's three different times, and we're not going to go into all the details now. It's a sugyas in Nida Daf Yudalid, but it depends how close to their being together, to having relations, they found the blood. It's either a time which is called immediately afterwards, which the Gemara calls Oisyoim, and then there's the time after that, which is not immediately afterwards, it's a few seconds later, and it's the amount of time Kadesha Teirid Min Amito V'Tadiach Es Poneo Shalmato. That's another time period. And then there's even after that, which is called Achar Achar. And that's a third point. And the further away that the amount of time from when they had the relations till they found the blood, the less chances there are that the blood was there whilst they had relations. So the Gemara says, Ad kan upligi Rabbanon oleid Rabbi Akiva. Where is the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva, whether the boyelo is also Tommy? Elo ba'achar achar, in that third time period. However, aval b'chad achar, but if it's just achar, and even more so if it's before the achar, if it's the oisiyei mamish, moiduleid, everybody agrees to what Rabbi Akiva says, that a nido is matame as boyelo, and since we're concerned that she'll find blood at that point, therefore, we do not let the wife of the Kohen Gadol come to this chamber with him. Continues the Gemara, Omer Abzeira, Shema Mino, from the very fact that we said that the reason that the wife of the Kohen Gadol cannot come with the Kohen Gadol to this chamber, we say that it's sufficient that the Kohen separates from his wife 7 days before, which means that the seventh day before Yom Kippur, he was with his wife at home, because it was only on that day one, 7 days before, where he separated from his wife. So from the fact that that's the halacha, what do we see from this? As Reb Zeira, Shema Mino, Boil Nida Eino Kenido V'Tovil Bayom. It seems, let's work this out. Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishri. If you take 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's the 3rd of Tishri, Gimel Tishri. Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vov, Zayin, Ches, Tes, 7 days, that's when he was separated. So we can assume that on day Gimel, sometime in the day, he would come from his home to the Beis HaMikdash for the rest of that day, Gimel, and then Dalet, Hei, Vov, Zayin, Ches, Tes is the 7 days of Prisha, and then Yom Kippur on Yud. Okay, what happens if he had relations with his wife on day Gimel? And then they realized that she was Sofik Tomei. It seems that it's okay, because we separate the Kohen on day Gimel. So let's work that out. If he had relations with his wife on Gimel, the night of Gimel, the day of Gimel, whatever it may have been, and let's say that he became Sofik Tomei. So you've got, then what happens if Metame is Boyalo? It means that on day 7, he has to go to the mikveh, because Nido is Metame is Boyalo. So what's day 7? Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. Tes is the seventh day. So if he can go to the mikveh on the day of the seventh, that's okay. We know that whenever somebody is Tomei, he goes to the mikveh, he has to wait till the night before he can come to the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avodah. It's called Herev Shemesh. So if he can go to the mikveh on the day of the seventh day, which is Tes Tishri, and in the night he'll have had Herev Shemesh, and then it's Yom Kippur and everything is fine. However, what happens if the halacha of this boil nida is the same as the nida? And your nida, unlike most other tomeis, the halacha is, and we've seen this already previously, that the halacha is that she can only go to mikveh at the end of the seventh day, which is the night of the eighth. So let's say that this boyalo has the same halacha as the nida. And let's say that on Gimel, he became Sofik Tomei, he became Tomei because of he was Boil Nida. So Gimel, Dalet, Heivov, Zayin, Ches, Tes are 7 days. When does he go to mikveh? On the night of Yom Kippur. That's the end of his 7 days. But he hasn't had Herev Shemesh. You need Herev Shemesh after going to mikveh. So when's he going to have Herev Shemesh? Only the following evening. That's already Motzi Yom Kippur. We have a problem here. So Reb Zeira says, Shema Mino, Boil Nida Einu Kenida. It must be that the Boil Nida does not have that detail like the Nida herself. V'tovel Bayim. He can tovel on the day of the seventh day, on Tes Tishri, and then Herev Shemesh will be in the night, and he'll be Tahir in time for Yom Kippur. Dio Imeres Boil Nida Kenida. If you say that Loch of a Boil Nida is like a Nida, then Amos Tovel. When is he going to tovel? Balayla, only in the night of the eighth. The eighth day after becoming Tommy. Lemochor hecha ovid avoida. How's he going to do the avoida on the Yudnis, on Yud Tishri? On Yom Kippur, if he went to the mikveh on the night of the Yud, he only becomes Tahir the following night by Herev Shemesh. V'hoboya Herev Shemesh. Elolav says Reb Zeira, Shema Mino, it must be Boil Nida Eino Kenida. That's what Reb Zeira maintained. Rav Simi Minardo argued and said, no, afilo teima boil nida kenida. It could well be that the halacha of a boil nida is the same as the nida, that he can only go to mikveh in the night of the eighth. However, the mefreshinon lo leisho achas samuch leshkias achamo. It's talking about that he wasn't separated on day Gimel of Tishri. He separated 8 days before Yom Kippur. On day Beis, an hour before, or just somewhat close to Shkias HaChama, which means that the last time he was with his, could have been with his wife, is before Shkias HaChama on Beis Tishri, which is those few minutes before that seventh day. And then, so let's count now 7 days. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches Tishri. And then he can go to the mikveh like the Nidah only in the night, which is the night of the ninth of Tishri. The following night will be Har of Shemesh, which will be the evening of Yom Kippur. He'll be Toher in time for Yom Kippur. That's how Rav Simi explained it. And you're going to ask me a question, if they separated the Kohen on Beis Tishri, that's 8 days before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says 7 days before Yom Kippur. Okay, those few moments, those few minutes, or that hour before the Gimel, that hour of that eighth day is not significant enough to be mentioned in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Meisvei, we're going to have now a question against Rav Simi. Rav Simi says that a boil nida is like a nida and can only tovel at night. It seems to contradict a brisa. Kol chai ve'tvilos tvilosan bayim. All those, all tumas in the Torah that have to go to the mikveh, they tovel in the day, on the last day. For example, those that need 7 days, they can tovel on day 7. However, nida v'yiledes tvilosan balayla. Nida and Yoledes, which the Pasuk says is considered similar to a Nida, they can only tovel at night. And it's learnt out from Psukim. Nida in, what do you see from that brisa? Only a Nida tovels at night. Boil Nida loy. It doesn't say besides for Nida, a boil Nida of Yoledes. So you see here, not like Rav Simi said, you see here, it seems here that a boil Nida can, like Rav Zera suggested, can tovel in the day. Says the Gemara, no. When it says nida, v'chol de'osi mirabuya, it means nida and anybody that became tome consequent to the nida, including the boil nida. May say there's another question against Rav Simi. Bal keri kemaga sheretz. This is also another brisa that says that a bal keri has similar halachas to somebody who touched a sheretz. Certain creatures that have tome. Boil nida is ketomi meis. A boil nida is similar to a tumas meis. Says the Gemara, my love, can we not assume that these comparisons are letvila? That what? That a bal keri is kemaga sheretz and boil nida is ketomi meis, inasmuch as the time of day when they can go to the mikveh. That a boil nida is tomei for 7 days, like a tumas meis, and he can go to mikveh in the day, on the seventh day, like somebody who's tumas meis. And the Balkeri is Tomei one day, and he can tovel in the day, like a Maga Sheretz tovels in the day. And if so, I've got a proof here against Rav Simi. Here you see that Boil Nida is like a Tomas Mason, can tovel in the day. Says the Gemara, no. Loi. Le Tumason, it could be that what he's comparing a Boil Nida to Tomas Mason, not about regarding the time that he goes to Mikveh, rather the amount of days, which day he goes to the Mikveh. A Balkeri is Kamaga Sheretz, that he's only Tomei that one day, and a Boil Nida is Tomas Mason, that he's Tomei 7 days. But this Bryce is not talking about when he can go to the Mikveh. What time of the day? It could well be that a Boil Nida can only go at the end of the 7 days in the night, and the Tumas Meis can go during the seventh day. Says the Gemara, to teach us that a Boil Nida is Tomei for 7 days, like a Tumas Meis is Tomei 7 days, I don't need a brisa for that. Tumason behet yiksiv bo, it's explicit in the Pasuk. Hai Tumas Shiva ksiv bei, v'hai Tumas Shiva ksiv bei. The Torah explicitly says a Tumas Meis is Tomei 7 days, and a Boil Nida is Tomei 7 days. Elolav, it must be Litvilason, that the Bryce is coming to tell us not how many days they're Tomei for, but when they can tovel. If so, it's telling us that a Boil Nida can tovel during the day of the seventh day, like a Tumas Meis. Again, not like Rav Simi, says the Gemara, no. Loi, La'olam L'Tumason, it could well be the Bryce is telling us how many days. You can ask me a question, what's the Chiddush? You don't need to tell me that a Boil Nida is Tomei for 7 days, like a Tumas Meis. It's explicit in the Chumash. You're right, but the reason that it's saying it is because the Mishnah wants to lead on to the next halacha. The Braisa wants to lead on to the next halacha. Sefer Tzvichle. What does it say in the continuation there? Elo shechomur mimenu boil nida. It means we want to, the Braisa says that intrinsically a boil nida is like a Tumas Meis. However, there's a certain chumra that boil nida has more than Tumas Meis. What is that? Shematame mishkav u'moishav betumo kalo letame oichlin umashkin. that normally a tumas meis is only metame if he touches something. If he touches a person, touches food, touches kelim, if he doesn't touch it, it doesn't make it tummy. However, a boil nida has a certain chumra, and that is called mishkav u'moishav, a couch or a chair, and even if he's not touching it, if he's got 10 chairs, one on top of the other, and he's sitting on the top chair, he didn't touch the lowest chair. But since he's sitting on the whole pile, all those chairs become tummy, and they become tummy not on tuma kala. That means it will not make Odom and Kalim tummy. Those chairs or couches that he didn't touch will not make Odom or Kalim tummy, but they will make Oichlim a Mashkin tmeim. And that's a certain chumra that Boil Nida has, that there's a tuma of Mishkav u'Moishav. And if, in order for the Braisa to be able to point out the chumra that Boil Nida has over Tumas Meis, the Brais had to start with saying that there's a similarity that they both are 7 days. They're both Tommy for 7 days. But not that that's the main point of the Brais, and therefore you have no proof from there against Rav Simi. Tal Shema, the Gemara is now bringing a final proof and a refutation against Rav Simi. The Tony Rabchia learnt the Braisa. Hazov, Va'azovo, Va'mitsoiro, Va'mitsiras, V'uboil Nida. Tomei meis, all of those tvilos on bayim, it's explicit. A boil nida can toivel in the day. Nida v'yolendis tvilos on balaylo. Tiyufta, indeed, this is a refutation against Rav Simi and a proof to what Rav Zeira said, that a boil nida is not kenida v'toivel bayim. Continues the Gemara. V'atcha'ato mafrishoi mitumas beisoi. What did we see in the Mishnah? 7 days, his wife stays at home. He comes into this lishka, into this chamber. And in there, he doesn't have contact with his wife because we're afraid of this tumma, which is a very uncommon occurrence, but we're afraid that he would become tummy, and therefore his wife cannot join him there. Says the Gemara, if you're separating him from his wife, then hafrishayu mitumas hameis. Why don't you also separate him from people? Because if a person were to die in the same room as him, then he would become Tumas Meis. So why do we allow anybody to come into the room? He should have to be there and confined on his own, because if somebody else is going to come in, he might become a Tumas Meis. Omer of Tachlifo, Avua Dervhuna, Mishmei Derova, Zoisei Meres, Tumas HaMeis, You know why? Because all the korbonis of Yom Kippur are considered a korban tzibur. And even his korbonis, they are necessary in order to validate also the korbanis tzibur. It's as man, they have a fixed time, and all the avodas there, the tzibur, are dependent on them. And since a tumah is hutra b'tzibur, therefore the korban is tzibur, we're not worried about tumas meis, because it's only tumas meis which we override for the sake of the tzibur. And since there is such a concept that a tzibur overrides tumas meis, and Yom Kippur is all about korban tzibur, therefore we're not concerned about tumas meis. This far-fetched maybe occurrence that someone's going to die in the same room as him. Ravina says, no, afilu teima tumas hameis dechuyahi b'tzibur. Even if you're going to say that it's true that we override tumah for the tzibur, but it's not hutra, it's not as if relative to the tzibur there's no concept of tumas meis. No, there is. But is dechuyah, we shove the tumah out of the way, so to speak. But it's not something that we do lekatchila. We try and take every precaution to avoid it. If you say hutra, then it means that relative to the tzibur, we don't even consider the tumah. If you say tumah dechuyah, of course we consider it, but we override it. But it's something to reckon with. If so, if the according to the opinion that tumas meis is only dechuyah but tzibur, then we should take that extra precaution to make sure that the Kohen should not be a Tumas Meis. So he said, Ravina says, Afilu teima Tumas HaMeis techuyi b'tzibur. However, nonetheless, we're not concerned about this, because Tumas Meis lo shechicha. It's very uncommon for Tumas Meis, for somebody to drop dead in the room with the Kohen Gadol. It's very uncommon. Tumas Beisai, however, the Tumah that could happen is Sofik, that he'll find some blood after being with his wife. Shchicha, it's that little bit more common, and therefore we take extra precaution about that. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to start learning the sugya of Tumas Meis, if it's Hutra B'Tzibur or Dechuya B'Tzibur.